Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, welcome back. Welcome back here. In case you're just tuning in, we're in the second hour of the Blood River Radio's two-hour segment. And we said, announced in the first hour that God has blessed us. Liberty News, bless Blood River, blessed our family, our friendship. I consider Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio a family, and a political cesspool and all those people. Speaking of the political cesspool, James Edwards, everybody knows James. We call him Sunboy. Some of us call him Box Turtle. But he sent me just today, right before we went on the air, I got this gift certificate came in the mail addressed to Eddie the Bombardier Miller from Breakaway Running. Breakaway Running stores here in Memphis. They are the official training partners for St. Jude Heroes, which I am what they call a St. Jude Hero. Believe it or not, I do something good. We run primarily marathons for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's how we raise money for them. We raise millions of dollars for them every year. But that's just an aside. I want you to know that, yeah, me and James and Keith, we love each other to death. We see each other not as often as we'd like to, but supposed to go eating with Keith one day next week. I got stuck with the friggin' bill last week, so I'm going to have to nail him with the bill this next week. Anyway, I didn't mean to get so drifting aside. People, what we're getting ready to do, I'll just let you know, we are human here, believe it or not. We don't hate all the time. They lay their sword. I never lay my sword down, but I almost do. But people, we're getting ready. We're going to play a couple of clips in a minute. We're going to play first one this segment, and it's going to be about a socialist. I call him a socialist. I call him a Satanist that called into Sean Hannity's show last week, and what he's saying is blood chilling. We'll explain that clip after. I got to shut up in a minute because we don't want to run out of time. And in the second segment, we're going to play another clip that totally contrasts that clip. So anyway, Miss Bethany, roll that clip anytime you're ready, dear.
Here's a socialist on the line. I have to take him, David from Minneapolis.
Thanks for taking my call, Rose.
Sure.
I've heard a lot of voices on the right lately, and it seems like a lot of false hope. And what I'm hearing is, oh, you know, come the midterms. Oh, you know, maybe come the presidential election in 2024. And it sounds like they're just disconnected from reality. And the reality is this, that we have the machines, we have the courts, and we have the media. And the game is over. You had a good run, 200 and some odd years. Great. But now it's over with. And there's nothing that can be done about it. If you have no place to redress, no place to air your grievances, in other words, no court, then there's nothing left for you to accept, just to accept it and move on. And there's going to be a lot of disappointed people in the next 18 months, but I'm here to say right now, in 18 months, Sean Hannity and others like him will not have a TV show. They will not have a radio show. And that's just all there is to it.
Okay, David, let me ask you a couple of questions. I let you share everything that was on your heart and mind. So I've got a question for you. Number one, you said we have the machines, we have the media. Who are you referring to?
The people behind the levers of power. These machines have been around for a while. We have been waiting and watching for the right opportunity, and it finally came, and the fix is in, and that's it. That's all there is to it.
Wait, are you telling me that you're on the side of the... Are you telling me that you're on
that's
the side of the...
That's absolutely why I called. The ends justify the means.
Aren't you like pulling the curtain away and exposing all of this? Or you're admitting that
no,
you... I mean,
they,
like, aren't your fellow socialists and everyone else going to be really ticked off at you for like saying, yeah, we really did steal the election?
Not anymore. It's too late for that.
Dude, are you serious? Like, is this a serious call or are you like punking me here?
No, Rose, I'm being absolutely serious. And here's one, just one last thing. I keep hearing people say, well, what about the 80 million? And don't you want to reunite and reach out? You don't get it. We don't need you anymore. We don't care. We don't want to unite with you. We want to destroy every single one of you. So that's,
Oh my God. I can't even believe I'm hearing this. Like, you're saying it out loud. I mean, like, maybe it's said behind closed doors. Are you kidding me?
If you listen closely, they've been saying it for quite a while. I'm just one of those.
Are you playing like the devil's advocate here? You're kind of playing the devil's advocate, I think.
No, ma'am. I will be respectful, and I will not, I'm not going to resort.
Well, it's not respectful when you say you don't care about 80 million people. That's not respectful. It's not respectful when you tell us that you don't want to work, although you're not telling us anything that we didn't already know or suspect.
Right.
It's just amazing to me that someone on the left is actually being honest about what they're all about.
Well, how much love do you think that the 80 million have for people like myself? Let me ask you this.
That's not the question. The question is, how much hate do you believe that that 80 million people have for you? Because I don't hate you. Okay, I'm concerned by you and
Maybe hate's a strong word. They have a contempt that knows no bounds.
No. Who has the contempt, David? You have the contempt.
Both sides, Rose. Both sides have the contempt equally. I'm not trying to deny my contempt for your side, but your side has it just as deeply rooted as mine does.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I mean, I'm loving this. I mean, I can't, as long as I'm not being punked right now. Let me ask you a question, David. I think you have a radio on in the background, if you could just turn that down. But David, here's my question for you. Do you not love the Republic and everything that it stood for the last 244 years?
There was a watershed moment of my life that changed my views completely. And I'm not going to go with you get into the nitty gritty details because it doesn't really matter. There are millions of people who have had experiences like that, like mine, that came to that conclusion long ago that the Republic, so to speak, is nothing but crony capitalism. It's taking advantage of one group to the advantage of another. And I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. I'm done. And if that means the utter destruction, tearing it down and rebuilding it, great. Then so be it. And let the cards and the chips fall where they may. Does it matter to me anymore?
It doesn't matter to you. Do you have kids? Do you have children?
I do not.
Okay, well, that's probably a very big reason why it doesn't matter to you, because what we fight for future generations, just like it was fought for us. What we fight for is freedom. And if you are okay with giving up your freedom to a government that is completely out of control, that wants to continue to make themselves bigger and stronger, which means then they are taking away all the power from the people. This country was founded on the idea that, first of all, that we are free. Just like the story I told about the young man who was at the time a young man, a student at Tiananmen Square, he knew, even though he couldn't live a free life, there was something within him that said, I must be free. He knew that. He felt it, even though he didn't experience freedom. He knew it, that he must be free.
I could understand the sentiment. I just want to leave one parting message. When you said that I'll give up my freedom, I won't, Rose, I won't be the one giving up my freedom. It will be you and your side. You're the ones whose freedom.
Yeah, and what freedom will you have left, my friend? Because once they take it away from us, what will you have? You tell me. What freedom will you have once it's been taken away from the rest of us? What is the freedom that you think you'll be holding on to?
The difference between the haves and the have-nots at that point.
Yeah, and you know that it's just a ruling elite that will be the haves. You do know that, right? Unless you intend on becoming one of the ruling elite. And good luck with that.
The ruling elite has been around since this country's founded.
Yeah, well, you're going to see a lot more disparity between the classes than you ever have before.
Absolutely, we will. Absolutely.
And that is okay with you.
That's all part of the plan.
Part of what plan? To what end? What is your end, David? I need to know the end. What's the end? What's the end game? Tell me quick. I only have a minute.
A massive global reset on a scale that people can't even imagine now. They think that they can. They think they can conjure it up in their little brain. but they have no idea what's coming for them. None.
Yeah, a world of oppression. I can tell you, it's a world of oppression. That's what you're talking about, and you're okay with that. You said it. You said you were okay with that.
I am, and I'll stand by it.
Because you don't want anybody else to have more than you have, right? You can't handle that. You want everybody to be as miserable.
I got mine a long time ago. I'll be just fine.
Well, and that with everybody else, right, David? To with everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know, I was talking to Sam about that on the, well, I'll say talking, we're going back and forth to emails, and he said he thought that this might be a fake. But you know what? And I thought the same thing. I took in a possibility. But with the passion that caller was calling in to the show, to Hannity's show, I believe he was real. I really do. And you know what? Just for, like I told Sam, and just for the sake of argument, let's just say that we were being punked, that it was not, it was a setup, that fellow was just trying to fake like a Luciferian communist. Even if he was, I'm telling you what, I, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, personally know of many people that feel as strongly as that caller does, and even more so. They say the same thing he did. Listen, I don't know if you heard it. The man said he referred to the 80 million. Probably he's referring to the 80 million people who voted for President Trump. I hear the music. We'll be right back. We'll come back. Lee Cochran and I are going to break that down, and then we're going to also play another uplifting tape. Be right back, people. Hold on to your seats.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
A Beinus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, people, welcome right back to Blood River Radio. Now, we're going to go right into that other clip that we talked about. So we don't have a run out of time. And then me and Lee Cochran, we are going to dissect those two clips as soon as we get through playing. Go ahead, Miss Bethany, run it.
Thank you for joining us. This is Glenn Rawson. It's Christmas time. I want to begin with a question, if you don't mind. Does God care about human freedom? Can a man be saved in bondage? Now, these are important questions. By way of an answer, I have an unusual Christmas story I would like to share with you. It's December 1776. The tattered remnants of George Washington's Continental Army are camped in the open on the banks of the Delaware River, where once they had been some 20,000 in number, bold and strong. Now, they are less than 6,000. Where once they had soundly defeated the British at Lexington and Concord, now they are a decimated band running for their lives across the frozen New Jersey landscape with the British in hot, humiliating pursuit. And now here they are, huddled around fires to keep from freezing. Their rations are reduced to starvation subsistence, even living on tree bark. Their inadequate clothing is nothing more than filthy rags hanging on emaciated bodies. They are dejected and defeated, as beaten psychologically as they are physically. And yet, for all of us, on this ragtag group of men hangs all the hopes of the American Revolution. This is the Army. They are all that stand between America and avowed British tyranny. Consider, if you will, General Washington. At this time, he is about as burdened a man as ever lived. Many are calling for his resignation, even within the Continental Congress. Officers within his own command are openly murmuring against him and positioning to replace him. Desertion within the ranks of his army are rampant and daily. And here he stands on the banks of the Delaware with an army seemingly too weak to fight, feeling the weight and carrying the blame of the American plight. Meanwhile, across the river in Trenton, safe and warm, are the Hessian mercenaries left by General Howe to hold Washington's pitiful army at bay. He could have finished them at any time, but it is widely known that on December 31st, the enlistments of Washington's army will expire. The men will go home. The British see no need to attack and finish him off. Cold, starvation, desertion, it will finish the fight for them. All the British and the Germans need do is sit and watch while the American Revolution collapses upon itself. And the dream, that arrogant dream of American freedom, dies with it. I don't need to tell you, this is a monumental historical moment. At one of the lowest points, Thomas Paine comes into camp, talking and mingling with the soldiers. He is deeply moved by their plight and sits down and, according to some, pens a pamphlet called The American Crisis on the Head of a Drum. These are some of those words he wrote at that critical time. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. 'Tis dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. End of quote. These words cause a storm through America. To the credit of the man and the power of heaven that moved him, Washington was inspired by these words and by the powers of heaven. He did not lie down in defeat. He rose from his knees, gathered his ragged and beaten army, and in the face of a terrible howling blizzard, crossed the Delaware on Christmas night, 1776. Several thousand men, cannon, and horses were ferried across the ice-choked black waters of the Delaware. From there, Washington marched his men 9 miles to Trenton, leaving bloody footprints in the snow as he went, in weather literally so cold that men froze to death the moment they sat down. At dawn, Washington does the impossible with the incapable. He attacks Trenton and the unsuspecting Hessians and captures the men and the city and loses not a single man in the battle. Inspired by that timely victory, the faltering fight for American freedom regains its momentum. Men reenlist, volunteers come, allies join, and the battle for freedom goes on to victory. Washington, over the next few days, captures Princeton and sufficient supplies to carry his men through the winter safely quartered at Morristown. But all, think about that moment when it would have been so easy to give up the fight and quit. Thank God for that man. Thank God for those men. Little did they know how much their sacrifice would change the course of human history and change our lives. I tell you, with all of my soul, the cause of freedom is the cause of Christ. His birth signaled the opening of the prison doors. No man can be saved in bondage, political or spiritual. We must be free in heart and in person. Praise be to God for an oft-forgotten Christmas gift given by humble men and women at great cost. Thanks be to God, and Merry Christmas.
Yes, thanks be to God indeed. Thank you, your Lord, for sending your Son, your only Son, to die for us on the cross to save us. Jesus died for us on the cross while we were yet sinners, while we were yet sinning against Him. He died on the cross to save us. I tell you, people, that's what this is what this scumbag that called into Sean Hannity's show, that's what he hates. People, I know I repeat myself, but I've told you many times, these people, like this socialist, and I don't care if he was a fake, I don't care if it's a play, just like you go to a movie and see a play, there's many, many thousands of people out there like him. They hate everything good. They hate God Almighty. They hate Jesus. They hate God's only Son. They hate you. They hate me. You heard the man say that he hates our system. He hates our republic. He said he had this stinking, revelation of watershed moment. Well, I'm going to tell you what, dude, if you won't have another watershed moment where you're like 100 feet below the air, below the water, you keep on screwing with us people here in the United States, because that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be eliminated. And I'm going to tell you what, before I go to the second good clip, if you notice, he said there will be no Sean Hannity, no Limbaugh. Well, you know what? If they get rid of those, people, hold on to your seats. We're coming right back, and me and Lee Cochran are going to break these two clips down. Be right back.
Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities in Tennessee are still looking for the motive in a Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville. Police are testing what could be human remains found near an RV that exploded as the area was being evacuated. Buck McCoy was one of the evacuees who made it out safely. He tells CNN he's thankful he's going to be able to go back into his apartment to grab his cat.
Today we're starting to look for our animals. I was not able to get my cat out. I barely made it out myself. There was glass everywhere. There was large objects. There was wood. There was stuff to climb over, and I was unable to get my cat.
The federal government is heading toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday unless Congress passes a funding bill. President Trump refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, saying it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pope Francis is insisting that vaccines for the coronavirus be distributed to everyone. In a Christmas Day address, the Pope calling the development of vaccines against the virus a light of hope in this dark year. He said it will only remain a light of hope for all people if they are available to everyone. The Pope also urging countries to help each other because the challenge of the pandemic has no borders. A golf legend is hospitalized with COVID.
65-year-old Australian great Greg Norman says he feels very flu-like and is in self-quarantine. He's hospitalized in the U.S. with symptoms of the coronavirus. He posted on social media a picture of him wearing a mask and lying on a hospital bed. Norman won two major titles at the British Open in 1986 and 1993. His wife has also tested positive. Norman's last appearance was with his son last week in Florida. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're coming right back, and we're going to finish breaking down that first clip, and we're going to get to the second one. We're going to bring Reed Cochran on in just a matter of minutes. We're going to get him to break it, to help me break this stuff down. Getting back to the fellow who was the lady called him who was subbing for Sean Hannity, called him a socialist. He was a heck of a lot worse than a socialist. You know, he alluded to, like I said before we went on the break, the 80 million. Well, what they're talking about, and it's not just 10 people. I heard Bernie Sanders, one of his chief aides, as well as probably a lot of y'all did back several months ago. He was caught with an open mic, and he was talking about how there was going to be have to be millions of people in this country educated, re-educated. He said, but unfortunately, many millions were going to be beyond re-education, and they were going to have to be eliminated, going to have to be exterminated. And Bernie Sanders was saying, yes, so be it. And by the way, this Bernie Sanders has his office. He had, you know, the flag, the arm and sickle, the communist flag. I'm trying to tell you people that there are tens of thousands of people out there, if not millions, several million, that would love nothing more than to march you and I, white Christian people, just whites in general. They hate us. If you're white, your skin is your uniform. They would nothing they would love more than to kill you. They said it over and over and over. Hey, there was 66 million were butchered and killed and slaughtered in the Soviet Union from 1917 until sometime after World War II. Some of the dates are, or disagreed upon, but the dates don't really matter. 66 million people, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who were killed. Let me tell you something else. You see, when you were seeing these Black Lives Matter types, these Antifa types, and the Holodomor, the Holodomor in the Ukraine, they starved those people to death intentionally. They love torture. They're on the side of Satan. They love Satan. They hate Jesus Christ. There's only two sides, two forces in the world. There's evil and there's good. There is no in-between, people. Either you're on the side of Jesus Christ or you're on the side of Satan. You ain't going to ride the fence. The lady mentioned Tiananmen Square. That one fellow stood up. He knew he was going to die. He knew it beyond a shadow of a doubt. The fellow, and they talked about, before I go to this other tape, they talked about the ruling class. And the man said, the so-called socialist said, yeah, there has been a ruling class around here since the earliest times in this country. And he's probably talking about the Freemasons, the Skull and Bones, the Luciferians, all these Satan-worshipping pedophiles that we have. And believe you me, there's probably, according to Inspector Jim Rothstein, who we had him on his show quite some time ago, and he would know if anybody did. He said at least, conservatively speaking, one-third of your congressmen and your senators in Washington, D.C. are pedophiles and Luciferians. And before we go to this next, to the clip that Sam sent me, that wonderful clip about George Washington's crossing the Delaware, we're going to go to Lee, and Lee, let him break down. Lee, what do you think about that fellow that called into Sean Hannity's show, the lady who's substituting for Sean Hannity? Is that blood curdling or not? Does that wake you up? What do you think about that, Lee?
He could be legit, but it just shows that we all need to call the president and declare the Insurrection Act and join Oath Keepers. That's just what we need to do. Call the president and demand that he declare Insurrection Act. And if he doesn't do it, I guess Oath Keepers and all American people will have to declare it ourselves and go arrest some of these arrest these people.
Well, Lee, let me ask you a question. Now, I personally, Lee, have seen many people of the ilk of this socialist that called in. I know them. A lot of people know. I'm a big runner. And for some weird reason, I don't know why, but the running community, especially the younger runners, mm-hmm. not so much football players or baseball players, but for some reason, it seemed like runners, especially your better endurance runners, they mm-hmm. have this quacko gene in their brain, and they look at themselves as progressives. Anytime you hear the word progressive socialist, think hardcore Luciferian communist. Lee, have you met any people like that? I have. Have you met any that talk like this guy?
No, I haven't really met him in not person, but I heard they exist. Like that guy in the 60s exposed him, and he sort of died mysteriously this last few years. He was on Alex Jones exposing that they're going to have camps in Southwest Arizona to re-educate people. But I haven't. You sort of get out there with them. You run in different circles than I do.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, Lee knows what I'm talking about. There's a place in Midtown. I won't call the boundaries, but I ride right through this area in Midtown at least 3 days a week. I ride it on my bicycle. I ride through, it used to be like Prostitute Alley down Vance. I'm sure Lee knows what I'm talking about. It's not so much anymore. It's right black dab through the middle of what the young folks call the hood. I call it the slums. For some weird reason, people, I'm very comfortable riding through the area because, see, I grew up so stinking poor. I grew up in a neighborhood that would make that neighborhood look like Beverly Hills, where it was kill or be killed. It was run for your life. Hell, you had to run for your life just to and from school every day. But, Lee, I'm telling you flat out, I have heard these people, and they will tell you they want to kill, you know, 70 million of us. The guy said so. And, you know, don't take my word for it. Research it. Go out and talk to these people. Look at the Georgia Guidestones, for heaven's sakes. That's what they're talking. You can, people, if you will, when you get time, pull up the Georgia's Guidestones and research a lot of that. But people going back, got back to you, Lee, you know, when we witnessed Black Lives Matter and Antifa marching, starting probably, I'd say, I agree with Gene Andrews when he was on the show a while back, probably Charlottesville, Virginia was probably the modern prototype communist Antifa operation against people like us, against so-called white people, white privileged people. And even before that, we had the what I call the Battle of Chicago, where our friends, the Robs, Pastor Tom Robb and his family were up there at the Battle of Chicago. And see, they don't do street operations anymore, but when we get the money, we get more, we're donations are coming in. When we get money, we want to go to some, we want to organize some street operations, and we want to stir it up. You know, we want to do it legally, but you know what? I don't think we're going to win this battle sitting on our butt behind this here microphone. We've got to do something. But anyway, Lee, would you think that, how much, who do you think, Lee, I don't want to get too far off here. I've named the Freemasons, the Skull and Bones, the Luciferians. Do you think these people are the ruling elite that the so-called socialist was naming, that he was talking about? Or do you think it's somebody? Do you think it's George Soros? But he said they've been here almost since time immemorial, to paraphrase him. He said that they've been here since the beginning. What do you think about that, Lee?
Yeah, I think he's right about that. You know, that since the beginning of time, you know, Nimrod, and then we got, it goes on up. We had the Frankenist or the Sabbatarians, and we had these secret societies like the Masons, and they're satanic, and they're sociopaths, and they torture children, and they want you to take these toxic vaccines that will take over your DNA. It's really satanic. But I think he's right, Eddie.
Lee, would you say then, and maybe I'm getting too simple, too rhetorical, would you say that there is two forces? Would you say that you just mentioned the vaccines, the forced vaccines, there's been no law, no rule of law, there's been no mandates, we hadn't been able to vote on this crap. The force of Satan, would you say that we're involved in a spiritual battle, Lee? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's 100% spiritual battle, just like the secret combinations that the Mormon Church talks about.
When we come back to this break, Lee, I want you to talk about the secret combinations a bit, and we'll start with, before we completely leave this first video, I want to go to the second one. Be right back, okay. People. Hold on to your seats.
Okay. All right.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Of this church on the subject of communism has never changed. We consider it the greatest satanical threat to the peace, prosperity, and spread of God's work among man that exists on the face of the earth. Fortunately, we have materials to help us face this threat, such as President McKay's booklet of statements on communism and the Constitution of the United States, Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist, which we were advised to read. But the greatest handbook for freedom in this fight against communism and other evils is the Book of Mormon. Joseph Smith said that the Book of Mormon was the keystone of our religion and the most correct book on earth. This most correct book on earth states that the downfall of two great American civilizations came as a result of secret conspiracies whose desire was to overthrow the freedom of the people. Now, undoubtedly, Moroni could have pointed out many factors that led to the destruction of the people. But notice how he singled out the secret combinations, just as the church today could point out many threats to peace, prosperity, and the spread of God's work. But it has singled out the greatest threat as the great conspiracy. There is no conspiracy theory in the Book of Mormon. It is a conspiracy fact. And along this line, I would highly recommend to you a new book entitled None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. Then Moroni speaks to us in this day and says, Wherefore, the Lord commandeth you, when ye shall see these things come among you, that ye shall awake to a sense of your awful situation, because this secret combination which shall be among you. The Book of Mormon further warns that whatever nation shall uphold such secret combinations to get power and gain until they shall spread over the nation, behold, they shall be destroyed. That scripture should alert us to what's ahead unless we repent, because there is no question but that our nation is increasingly upholding the communist conspiracy today. By court edict, communists can run for government office, teach in our schools, hold office in labor unions, work in our defense plants, serve in our merchant marines, and so forth. As a nation, we are helping, it would seem, to underwrite communist revolutionaries in our country.
Thank you so much for supplying that tape, Sam. Sam, our dear guy who syndicates our show, that was Sam said he was a former prophet in his church. I'll tell you what, he nailed it. And let me tell you what, Ezra Tass Benson. He was a secretary of agriculture under Eisenhower. Wow, I didn't know that. He named in case you'd like to know, I'm not talking to myself. I'm just talking to Sam. I still have some sanity left. But he mentioned also the book by Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. That's one of the first books I've ever read. It's old. I don't even know if you can get one in the print, but if you can, you need to get that book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Oh, also, we're going to bring Buddy on from Arkansas in just a minute. In the preface of that book, it says something like this. None dare call it conspiracy for this conspiracy that succeed. Well, never mind. It goes something. Now I'll get to it later. How are you doing, Mr. Buddy?
Doing mighty good, Eddie. Your program is very good. Especially the thing that got my attention was that deal on the Hannity show with that weirdo telling what their desires are. And, Eddie, the source of our current problem is extremely simple. It is nothing but Marxism, and that kind of is almost an overused word, but there were a group of Marxists came into this country in the late 1930s, and their plan was to subvert this country. They tried from the top down over in Europe, and it did not work. So they came over here with a new plan to do it from the ground up. And Eddie, that's what they've been doing now since the late 30s and early 40s through the educational system. Now, even President Trump, back a few weeks before the election, in referencing some of these riots, Antifa and those people, he mentioned the fact that the education system needed to be cleaned up, and he was exactly right. Now, that sounds very simple, but the white people have an Achilles heel, and that's our altruism. We're always wanting to help someone that's not as fortunate as we are. And through the educational system, it was easy to start converting people in the universities all the way down through high school, even into grammar schools. I have an article right here about encouraging the grammar schools to engage in Black Lives Matter activities. Right now, this very day, it's going on. And if we do not root out this Marxism that embedded itself in American education about 90 years ago, we have no choice, because they're turning out these warp-minded people that were on the Hannity show. They're turning them out by the tens of thousands every year with their minds so twisted they can't even tie their own shoes by themselves. So that is the source of our problem, and we better keep that in mind. It would be hard to do because the teachers' union is so powerful, and virtually all of them are in on this subversive plot. But I just wanted to make that out, and I will hang up and listen to your comments from this point, okay?
Well, thank you, Mr. Buddy. Thank you. Call in anytime you want to, my dear, dear friend. Yes, sir. Mr. Buddy's one of our biggest supporters, if not our biggest supporter. He's a rock-hard Christian. Thank you, Mr. Buddy.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Mr. Buddy's totally right. He's referring to, I think if he said it or not, the Frankfurt School. I think that's what he said. And it came over here in the 30s. Actually, you know what? Probably under Woodrow Wilson's presidency, when the Jewish, international Jewish Zionists got in there and got control of our banking system. You know, that's when the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913 under Woodrow Wilson. And when they got rid of the militia and created the National Guard, you know, which can be federalized. All that crap started. It was big time, and it really, really exploded heavily under FDR in the 30s. Yeah, FDR was a flat-out communist. He worshipped Uncle Joe Stalin. He worshipped communism. Churchill helped bring all that crap in here. But, yes, and he's absolutely right. The the fellow who's reading on that clip that Sam played, it I have to laugh when people talk about conspiracy theorists. Everything is a conspiracy, these idiots. You know what? Any crime that's committed by two or more people is a stinking conspiracy. Guess what, people? And I'm not talking to our audience because they know. But these idiots out here, these millennials that they can't pour pee out of a boot. Anything, any crime committed by two or more people, I'll repeat it, is a conspiracy. It most certainly is. There is actually, you can actually be prosecuted in court for conspiracy. It actually exists. But anyway, Lee, before we go back to this next clip, what do you think about what Mr. Buddy said? What do you think about that clip that Sam played?
Well, yeah, people think that the Mormon theology is off the wall a little bit, but I think they're dead on about the secret secret combinations, because I wish other churches would take that up, because there seems to be a blank in other denominations' theology about this, but I think the Mormon Church has got this right on. It's just, this is just all this devil stuff, and I would say secret combinations inside the vaccines too, that we don't know what the hell's inside them. You know, they got all this gene-changing crapola. Man.
You know, Lee, you're totally right, my brother. And before we run out of time, I cannot believe how fast this show goes, man. I'd like to draw my attention to what General George Washington went through, even more so what General Lee went through. I mean, these people, they were out of rations. They were actually eating tree bark. They had no boots. They were waiting in the friggin' snow with no boots. And the reason I'd like to say this, people, is to give you hope. And I know it's probably hard to realize this is a Christmas message, Lee, but it is. In the Christmas holiday, if we think about what our ancestors, our forefathers, General Washington, all these people that fought, all the people that fought in the Revolutionary War, people we've never even heard them, they were just as big of heroes in some ways as General Washington. But listen, they didn't give up. I mean, did you hear that? There were like 4,000 people left, 4,000 to 6,000 people. They didn't have enough food. They were totally weak. And they didn't give up. They charged across that river, and they turned back. They turned back evil. That's what they did. And you know what? They could not have done it, Lee, without prayer. They certainly couldn't. You know what? And the reason they did it, they loved liberty. And I've said it before, Lee, I really truly believe that God hates cowards. I really do. I really do, Lee. But, Lee, we're about to – I was going to read this prayer from General D.H. Hill, but we don't have time. Oh. Lee, what do you think about the second clip that talked about our people under General Lee crossing that Delaware River? Do you have any special feelings about that, since that was around the Christmas of 1776?
Well, I'm afraid if they would have took these vaccines, they wouldn't have made it. They would have lost the war. these fake vaccines they're pushing on everybody, Bill Gates special, zombies, But, it isn't. They had courage and they had good leadership. That's what hopefully President Trump will show the same leadership. And if he doesn't, the people will have to show it.
Yes, Lee, and I may be repeating myself, but I know we're about out of time, but I would like to leave the people with this message right here. Mm-hmm. These socialists that are coming in that hate us, great. You know what? Because we know who they are. We know how to deal with them. They want to come kill us. You know what? But we're going to get them before they get us. We got to keep in mind what General Washington did, and they fought against all odds. And they could not have done it without God Almighty on their side.
Yes.
Just because these people think, he said, because they have the machine, they have the course, they have the army, that doesn't mean anything. Because if they don't have God on their side, Lee, they're just spinning in the wind. Yeah. Lee, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Okay.
I'd like
thanks,
to thank Ms. Cornelia. Anytime, Lee. And I'd like to thank Ms. Cornelia, in case she's listening. Thank you, Miss Teenage America, Miss Stephanie. Excuse me, Miss Bethany, and thank you, Sam. Thank you, people, for tuning in. We'll see you same time, same place next year. Good night, people.